Hey, how's it going out there? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome back to another edition of the one and only freaking Carolyn and Joe show. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing all right.
Back in the studio, right?
We are joined back in the studio with Danny.
Hello.
And Huzzard.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. This is some pleasant music, Joe. This is the most pleasant Carolyn and Joe show opening ever.
I like to keep it going sometimes like that.
And we're all drinking some like fancy drinks, and then Huzzard's drinking a barrel of Monster.
A barrel of Monster.
With its branding showing like this pleasant music in the background. You see this black cauldron with green claw marks all over it.
How many ounces is that?
It's 32 ounces. This is not 5-hour energy. You're like 48-hour energy.
Tell me exactly why you're drinking that monstrous Monster at this
point. Are you planning on staying up for the next 2 days?
Are you planning on like assassinating someone that you can't like leave like a hotel room in a single spot for like 2 days? Well, is this the situation that's going to have? We all know that.
I was going to get a normal Monster, and then I saw it and I knew I had to have it.
Like love at first sight? Is that the situation here?
Yeah.
Music's perfect.
I kissed a monster. And
so
I
today's sponsor is the same sponsor that sponsors James's episodes today. Except yours is bigger. Some sort of dick measuring contest that we have here when it comes to energy
pissing
drinks.
Contest.
Next week, James is going to bring like a milk gallon of Monster.
After
drink it straight from it, like the opening into Juno.
After that, everyone's he's just going to have an IV that has like Monster hooked into him all the time.
Minus 1 year.
You were saying something about Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something that we're trying to have this eventful? Out of all the things for you to bring up, Pocahontas.
Huzzard likes Pocahontas.
You're in love with Pocahontas. We're not talking about the New World movie. We're talking about the cartoon Pocahontas. Who voiced that? Was that Vanessa Williams?
No, she's saying the colors of the wind.
It was Mel Gibson.
Was it Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson was Captain John Smith.
Or he was the John Smith. I didn't know that. I've never actually seen Pocahontas for all my Disney knowledge.
Before
I've never
he hated
seen
Jews.
It.
Well, do people still know who Pocahontas is
sugar
today?
Tits.
They better know who she is.
She's sugar tits.
Or else what?
Sugar tits to Mel Gibson.
Pocahontas is sugar tits to Mel Gibson?
Yes.
If people don't know who she is, Powhatan will come back from the grave and scalp their ass.
Powhatan?
Yeah, Powhatan.
You call him Paladin.
Who did the voice of Pocahontas?
Who did the voice of Pocahontas? I have no idea. She was probably Asian.
Character.
It's probably Ming-Na Wen.
Probably Mulan. That was Mulan, man.
She probably did Pocahontas, too.
So, Hudson, you're in love with Pocahontas.
Actually, the conversation...
Is it because she's Native American?
The conversation started...
Is it because she has tan skin? Is it because she's wearing loincloth?
Probably the loincloth. But the conversation started is we started talking about, like people making out. And I told a story... But when I get violently ill, because Kaylin was saying...
Wait, from making out and then violently ill?
Yeah,
That's how it comes out.
Yeah, Kaylin was saying there's some sort of contest where people just like they can, like, they have to be touching a car and then like locking lips for a certain amount of time, and whoever does it longest wins the car or something. But, and I was saying, you know, if you make out too long, you like get sick because, you like, when you're kissing someone that long, like you can't help but like their saliva get into your mouth and then swallow some of it and stuff.
You make making out sound so nasty at this point, man.
I know, for real. I don't want to make out. I'm
like,
I
never
want
to ever try it.
You're just like when the diseases seep into the saliva,
the germs are crawling around the
then you're like
joint to the lips.
Then you're like, let's define what saliva really is. Saliva is just stomach liquid that comes out through the mouth. That helps the digestive system.
What's the difference between saliva and shit? I don't know. They're both human extras.
But I went out to eat, and I was on this date with this girl, and we went back to her room, and like thought I was gonna get lucky.
Wait. What are we talking about?
Well, this is the continuation of the story.
Wait, of him? Wait, I thought you were just talking about. Are we talking about you
still,
making out with somebody?
There's
we're talking about Pocahontas.
Yes, we're talking about Pocahontas, but Huzzard's leading up to the Pocahontas.
Yeah, so we went back to her room. I thought I was gonna get lucky. We started making out, and then she's like,
"Wait, I still don't understand
let's
how
put
this
on a movie.
It's coming. Hold on.
I don't understand how we got to Huzzard making out with somebody.
But this is part of the story. You haven't heard it yet.
Someone needs to like lead me in that we're about to talk about Huzzard making out with someone in a hotel room or something like that. You can't just sneak that type of subject matter on me at any moment
while watching Pocahontas.
There is no lead in.
You can't go from a Disney moment
because they were watching Pocahontas while it was happening.
Yeah.
All right. You should have told me that at the time. Before I'm like, wait a minute. What the?
I was almost there.
Okay.
So it's the association.
That's what she said.
Between disease, saliva, Pocahontas, and making out.
All right.
But then, like, she wanted to put on a movie. She put on Pocahontas.
We're allowed to say who this was?
I don't know what her name was.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome.
You don't even know her name?
I don't remember that shit.
Do you remember even her first name?
No.
Was it like Kim or Jennifer?
We'll call her Pocahontas then.
Poca.
We'll call her Poca.
Call her Ming-Na.
Ming-Na.
Ming-Na. Put on the Pocahontas.
She wasn't even
she's
like Japanese,
gonna
was
set,
she?
She's like, I'm no, going she to like set the mood.
American,
I'm going to put in Pocahontas.
Chinese. She played like, Chun-Li in the movie.
But then, like, you know, made out for the whole length of the damn fucking Pocahontas movie. Then I went
the
back.
Whole length? How long is that?
It's like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, man. Full-time making out.
98 minutes
no way,
making out.
No way, because, like, back then, Disney movies were only, like, an hour or so.
All right, well, it was an hour.
Okay, an hour of making out, full-time.
And then, like, I left, went back to my, like, dorm room. And then, like, later that night, I got violently ill. And I never talked to that girl again.
That's a good choice.
And then Danny and I just started singing Color Us of the Wind. We're like, when you ever hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon.
The blue corn moon.
Corn moon. Or
is that really the
lyrics?
Yeah,
the lyrics is yeah.
The
lyrics.
Blue corn moon. And then Vanessa Williams is
like, the blue corn. Blue corn.
All the colors of the wind.
Do any of you guys have a good, like, you have a favorite, like, Disney... Would it be a pop hit? I don't know. They always have like a song that's like a...
I don't know. I like Lilo and Stitch because they pretty much covered every Elvis song.
Really?
Pretty much.
Never saw Lilo and Stitch. I don't even know what the story of Lilo and Stitch is.
Long story short, they're in Hawaii. Alien lands. Little girl with dysfunctional problems. Thinks he's a dog and aliens trying to capture him back. The end.
The end. Play the pop hit.
What is that Elton John one from The Lion King?
Oh man,
Rocket Man?
No.
Can you
feel the love tonight?
A Rocket Man!
What is that one he talks about, like, King? The line? Or he says some line about. It's weird. Some weird line in that song. I can't remember.
Hey, Savannah, Mama Ninja.
Hakuna Matata. Well, there's so many hits, man. There's so many to choose from.
Aladdin had the best music.
No, Prince of Egypt was pretty damn awesome.
Prince of Egypt? There was no Prince of Egypt.
Wait, Prince of Egypt
was,
is not
that
Disney.
Was DreamWorks.
Was it DreamWorks?
I'm pretty sure it was DreamWorks. Oh. It wasn't Disney. I'll put it at
okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, put it at that. Prince of Egypt was pretty good.
It had a good soundtrack.
I don't remember what was
Vince
the soundtrack.
Gill's on
that
soundtrack.
There was a lot of like R&B guys, but it was really good rhythm.
Was it Boyz II Men?
I think so.
What?
I don't know. I honestly
ABC.
Couldn't tell you.
Motown,
So basically, basically this whole story just revolved around Huzzard making out and watching
Pocahontas.
So
the whole time
we're giving shit about Huzzard having a mnemonic association from Pocahontas with disgusting human disease and getting ill. While making out.
Did you throw up afterwards?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Was this directly in correlation with the
prostitute that you were with? Man, it's great. Facebook didn't exist back then.
I don't know if it was with...
Did this girl have VD?
No.
Did this prostitute have a... did you have to get a receipt? Get a receipt, return it back?
She was a normal girl, but...
She's a normal...
Define normal.
She's a standard girl.
I mean,
a girl that made you throw up after you kissed her.
She was going on a date with me, so she couldn't be that normal. But, you know, I also didn't go back to the restaurant that we ate at that night either. Because, like, you know how sometimes when you throw up, the food's, like, digested? But this time, an entire piece of, like, Thai basil just came out.
Ugh.
It was still whole, undigested. Just disgusting.
Gross.
Thailand.
Well, that's the beginning of STDs. No, I'm just
So what do you think you threw up from? Like, Pocahontas, or the girl, or the food?
All of the
above. I want to know about this.
What is this whole scenario? So she puts in Pocahontas? After the date?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know.
Why Pocahontas?
Fucking shit. Women do shit that I don't understand.
Women do shit that
she's
understand.
Like, I need to listen no to the can... Blue Horn Moon song. Or Blue Corn Moon. Or whatever.
Well, she's like, you know, like, you're in a chick's room and, like, you know, she's like, what do you want to do?
Did she have a did she have a picture of John Smith up on the wall?
I thought no. This was some sort of motel or something.
No, I was in a
Is it a dorm room?
Yeah, college it was dorm. A dorm room at JMU. And so she was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, Whatever you want to do, because...
I want to make out.
You invited me to your room, and you're going to ask me what I want to do? Yeah. Jesus Christ, get a clue, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first thing you say, like, do you have NES? Do you have Super NES? Let's play a video game.
No, I was like, what do you want to do? And she's like, well, I was thinking we could put on a movie. And I was like, damn it. What movie?
So the first thing is Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Sorry, I have a brain freeze. So you just end up watching Pocahontas. That was a good.
Didn't actually watch it. It was like,
you know what song is?
Like, I didn't get to do her, but I got to suck on her titties, and they were quite large.
Oh, oh my god!
That part didn't come out in the car.
TMI, man. I think I just got a disease, and it's called TMI.
No wonder that's where the disease came from.
Wait,
I think I'm gonna throw.
Hold on, I have a brain freeze, and I swear I just heard him say I sucked on their titties and they were large.
Wow.
And then after that, you're like, all right, I'm done.
I want to know more about this girl now.
So basically, she was
like a mail order maid.
This is what I hear out of this situation. You guys go to the dorm room. You're like, what do you want to do? And you're like, I want to suck your titties because they're big and watch Pocahontas.
And she's all like, no, I'd rather watch Pocahontas. Okay.
I want to watch the Blue Corn Moon, Mel Gibson, because Mel Gibson's going to be an awesome guy in the future.
And he hates Jews.
He's like sugar
tits. Was this girl Jewish?
No. She was, I don't know.
Edible.
Well, you don't even know her name. How would you know her religion?
You suck your titties, you don't know her name?
Or her religion? Jesus Christ, what kind of person are you?
I know, man.
This is a while ago.
What color was her hair? You're like, I think
it was like brown or something.
Out of all the choices to pick from, well, I mean, I guess it's like 85% of women have brown hair. So I guess you win in that answer.
Yeah.
So she's got big nipples? Is that what you said?
Probably.
Or she has big boobs?
Big boobs.
Small nipples.
Little nipples?
Little nipples, big
boobs.
Tell us
about her nipples.
They were like,
I want to know more about these nipples, man.
This is what I need to know about.
They were pretty normal nipples. They were like this bit, like this.
Describe
big.
To the radio audience.
Right, describe, because at this. First you were like a kernel of corn, and now you're like a nickel.
We want to know every little detail about her tits.
Because you know what? Because this is a long movie, man. So if you're making out and sucking on her nipples for a whole movie, there's a long enough time for you to be like, oh, look, there's a mole. Oh, look, that boob is bigger than the other boob.
You know what? I think you might have breast cancer.
you're like down there. You're like, well, while I'm down here, I might as well keep...
I'm finding a lump here.
You're like, oh, shit. I might as well... I'm not going to tell her about that, though. That's why you left and you never called her back.
What's her name? Vanessa Williams.
Because you know what's going to happen. No. Later on, she's going to be like, you were down there. Why'd she tell me?
Prevention is the key.
What if the next time you see her, she has no boobs? And you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm never going to see these people again.
Well, you don't remember her name, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's not even the worst thing I did.
What is the worst thing that you did
well,
to her?
That opened a question.
No.
Was this the first time you ever met her?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I was wondering who that came from.
Sorry.
Came from John Smith.
John Smith. What a name. John Smith. So you're John Smith and she was Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, yeah.
All right.
You just defeated the British in the French and Indian War.
And then you found out she had breast cancer.
From sucking on her tits.
On her regular sized nipples and big breasts.
On her,
what would her,
on her kernel of corn to a nickel size shape.
Did any milk like, come out?
Kernel like, of a corn? What?
No, because like always when Hudson's on the radio, he's like doing hand signals like
he always does a corn. They're always like, in actuality, he
does
always
like a karate chop. He always, to make a point.
He's always looking like he pinches nipples like in midair. That's all he does.
Damn it! Now I'm never gonna be able to see Hudson again.
Stop pinching that girl's nipples.
Stop pinching the imaginary nipples.
Pocahontas' nipples.
And then when he has a point, he makes like a karate chop, like chopping the breast.
No, that's splitting the legs apart.
Splitting the legs, pinching the nipples.
I still don't know how this got brought up. In the car? Is that what happened?
Well, because we were talking about that kissing contest for cars.
Okay.
You know, like couples have to be kissing the whole time while touching the car, and
so
then they
saying,
win the car.
So you're saying that you would have won that contest?
No, I'm saying I couldn't have won it because I would have remembered this time when I made out too long and got sick.
But so, there's no correlation between the sickness.
Yeah,
yet.
We don't know if it came from the restaurant.
Because you just proved that you were making out with her corn-shaped nipples. Where the fuck it?
Maybe her nipples had.
They're
a
like
disease.
Pepperoni size, you know, like pepperoni with like a little kernel.
Is there any
them.
Disease? That they're the same color.
I love your like.
Is there any type
yellow
of,
nipples?
Is there any type?
On your blue corn moon.
The blue corn moon nipple.
Is there any type of sickness that you could have caught?
Was someone else
licking her nipples before you did?
No. But I could have just, you know, it could have just been the flu because my roommate.
So now you gave her you basically gave her the flu.
So basically, you spent the last like 20 minutes talking about how you got sick from sucking on this girl's tits, and now you're just saying it's like, you know what? Could have just been the flu.
Could have been the flu that I had, and now she probably had.
It could have been something that the Mayflower brought over.
You know, it's just,
you know,
disease blankets.
It's just correlation in my mind with like making out with her. You know, like you know, if you eat something and it doesn't make you sick, but you get sick afterwards, and like you're throwing up and you taste that thing you ate, the next time you see it, you're like, I don't want to fucking eat that again. Even if it isn't what made you sick.
So what happened with that girl? Like, basically, you just never called her again? She never called you again?
I just never talked to her again.
Now, I want to know.
Like, she like, IM'd me or something, and I just blocked her.
Damn!
Oh, my God.
I want to know the relationship between you and this
Your
random girl.
Weren't good enough.
Like, how did you... I want to know how you asked her out.
It was college. I don't remember.
He doesn't even remember her name, Joe.
You
how
remember.
Would you know that?
I think I just said you want to go to dinner.
And then she was like, cool, I want a free dinner.
Yeah.
what'd you guys...
She was like, yeah, have you ever heard of the wolf cry to the blue horn moon?
It'd be an awesome restaurant to open. The blue corn moon.
Blue corn moon.
I like that. That's
an
interesting
story. Then I'm just going to think of, like, nipples.
Pocahontas nipples.
Pocahontas nipples. And Huzzard sucking on them.
Because that's all he really does is, like, the pinch... Like the double pinch. It's this big. His nipples are this big.
So you asked about Disney songs. What's your favorite Disney song?
My favorite Disney song?
Aladdin, Whole New World?
Yeah, it's a fucking awesome song, man. I like that. I relate to Aladdin a whole lot.
Man, I can't get over the fact that it was Steve from Full House.
Steve from Full House?
Oh, no, that guy was nice.
Yeah, the guy who went out with DJ for like 8 years.
That guy was cool.
What happened? Right. Did DJ get dumped?
I don't remember.
I don't even remember what the ending was with them.
Yeah, neither do I.
Whatever, I didn't like DJ.
But you know what, though?
Wait,
Stamos was awesome.
I didn't like DJ. DJ was overrated.
But Jesse Kassopoulos was awesome. And Steve was a pretty cool guy.
I think Steve like started going out with Kimmy.
Why?
In the script or in real life?
No, in the script. He dumped DJ for Kimmy.
I don't remember that. You might be right.
What a horrible
choice. Honestly, at a certain point, I started like only watching it for Stamos.
Like without makeup or anything, Kimmy always looked like a clown. You know? And then Huzzard sucked her nipples and made out for an hour.
Then he got sick. He's like, oh man, I got the Gimmel disease.
I always thought that girl in Blossom Kimmy was kind of hot. The other one?
Six?
Yeah.
Six? Yes, easily.
Jenna Von Oy?
Yeah. That's right.
I remember that. Because I remember there was a time I had a friend in like 7th grade or something like that. His name was Carlos. Carlos Burgos, I think, possibly. Not that he's ever going to listen to this radio show. If I don't even know where he is or that. But I remember he used to...
He could be with the Blue Horn Moon or Blue Corn Moon or whatever.
But somehow he's always acquiring those... what is it? Like those Teen Beat magazines, but they had girls
Tiger
on
Beat?
It. Yeah. They had all the girls on it. They had like
I didn't even
Blossom
know they had that for guys.
Jenna, I don't even know if it was
J16.
For guys. J16? But they had girls. It had like the girls in it. They had both of them. Usually they have like both of those people. Both the guys and the girls in those
so
magazines.
So basically the modern day equivalent is like he was reading a magazine that has Justin Bieber's face on
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Ugh, faggot.
Well, it was 7th grade, man, because that was the only place at that time where you can see pictures of like those girls on television. Like the...
Like
Blossom
Topanga.
And Topanga yeah. and stuff like that. You didn't have like the internet.
There's no Google image search.
Yeah, this is 97. Oh, not 97. This is in 7th grade. So
you guys
that's
in like 7th grade were like Googling over Topanga and Blossom and stuff?
Yeah, man. Who else was there?
Topanga was hot, damn it.
Well, Topanga was hot.
Yeah, she chunked up and lost all the way again.
Look at her. She chunked up.
She was on one of those weight loss ads.
Yeah, she looked really good afterwards.
Actually,
yeah.
I don't even know what happened to 6. She sort of just disappeared.
Yeah, no one ever talks about her anymore.
Drugs. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the cast of Blossom all in general.
Joey Lawrence.
I never really watched
Blossom. I forget who the name, who the dad was.
It doesn't matter.
It's like Michael Russo or something.
Michael Russo.
Or wasn't Russo the name
Rene
of the
Russo,
character?
I don't know.
I don't know. He was kind of like a cross between Uncle Jesse and the boss from Empire Records.
The boss? Yeah. I remember that.
I don't know the guy you're talking about, but you mentioned Uncle Jesse, so he must be pretty good looking.
No,
well, I don't know about that.
I don't know, but you mentioned Uncle Jesse, though.
Well, in terms of long dark hair,
but
that's pretty much it.
I like that.
I don't even know what the concept of Blossom was.
All I remember was how screwed up, like, Joey Lawrence had to have been, like, the milkman's kid. Because, like, you had Blossom, who's, you know, long straight hair and big Junos, and then you had Joey Lawrence, who's, you know, like, he could be like the younger brother to freaking Joey from Friends. So he's all like, hey, look at that. Passed for an Italian guy.
The only
and
way
the
show...
older brother.
There was an older brother?
Yeah, the older brother was like, he was like that kind of light haired guy. And he also had a big Junos too. And they had all these stories about how his wife was black and they were trying to raise awareness of interracial couples and whatnot.
On Blossom?
Yeah.
Holy crap. I don't even remember any of that on Blossom.
Yeah. I was like, how is Joey related to these people? I was like, he's clearly like the bastard kid of the family.
The only episode of a TV show I remember from back then is Doogie Howser, M.D., when like his girlfriend told him that she like wasn't a virgin and he got pissed off and she was date raped.
Dead air. So she was...
I love that was, that's the
so
single memory you remember.
He was upset that... she wasn't a virgin, but because, he didn't know the reasons why, and the reason why is that she was date raped.
Right, because
was he still upset after he found out the reason why?
He felt like
why?
A dick afterwards.
Yeah, he felt like a dick, but like him and his friend,
Vinny,
like made a pact that they were gonna lose their virginity on the same night to like fellow virgins, and like when he found out the girl
good
wasn't,
that.
He like got he just like was like, God damn it, you didn't tell me this, and like he
Wait
stormed
a
off.
Your,
and, like,
your impersonations are a little bit off.
I don't remember what he sounded
all
like.
All your personations sound like James.
All I remember about Doogie Howser is when they had that, when Doogie and Vinny moved in together, and like naturally, whenever friends move in together and they don't really know each other well, and they find out each other's living habits, it drives them crazy. And then it's like Vinny hated that Doogie was always flossing and brushing his teeth in between every meal. He's all anal retentive about that stuff. And then one day, Doogie was walking to the bathroom and the door opens and Vinny comes out and he's eating a pizza. He goes, what? Saves time. He's all like, I don't know if I can live with this roommate who eats in the bathroom to save time.
Dude, Vinny was a pretty peculiar guy, wasn't he?
Well, that was Vinny.
He was like half the size of Doogie Howser.
Yeah, that's ironic because Doogie was like the kid.
Yeah, man.
Vinny was like 4'8".
So out of that generation, out of that time, I guess that would be like what, early 90s? Before 94 and before?
Yeah, this is like early
what,
90s.
What shows do you think were like the best or would you claim to be the best show?
Parker Lewis Can't...
Oh my God, did you just say that? That's
Lewis
a fucking
can't,
awesome
can't,
show,
can't,
man.
Can't Lose or Can't Win.
I think that show is ahead of its time. Carolyn, did you ever see Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
I remember the name of the title of this show, but I've never ever
the
watched
Coob.
It. I've
Dude,
never
man.
Miss
I've never watched it and I don't even know who's in it. But
Parker,
I remember the name of the show.
Parker Lewis That's Can't Lose? It. That was way freaking ahead of its time, man.
It was.
It was super way ahead of its time, man. Like,
is that still on TV?
Like talking to the camera?
Yeah, they
doing
broke
that
the
stuff?
Fourth wall.
Yeah. Like even like the storylines, like shows from like Scrub, anything that's in that
they
type
were,
of.
They were kind of like Malcolm in the Middle way before Malcolm in the
yeah,
Middle was.
Yeah, exactly. And like that only lasted like two seasons. But I remember like they had that big dude.
The Coob.
Yeah, the Coob. Like he ended up like in ER, the TV show ER. Somehow.
Yeah, that's right. The Coob was in ER.
Like when was this show on the air?
It was like early.
89, 90, 91, if
it,
that.
It was crazy because it was definitely breaking like all, it was like so revolutionary, man. It was even like an MTV generation type show.
It was.
Before MTV.
It was on the wrong network. It shouldn't have been on Fox.
Yeah, before that time of Fox, you know?
Well, Fox had all those experimental shows. They had like Herman's Head.
Well, Herman's Head wasn't new. They just like got the rights to it from HBO and then just edited all the very adult stuff out of it.
That's like when they put Dream On
oh,
on
God,
like network
the,
TV.
The George Carlin show?
Yes.
It was funny because of Herman's Head, they had like Terry Garr as like one of the characters. And then I was like, because I remember I never saw Herman's Head when it was originally on HBO. I was like, man, that Terry Garr chick's like a cougar. And then,
what?
Yeah, then she was, but I didn't realize Herman's Head was already many years old. So yeah. When like Dumb and Dumber came out and Terry Garr's in it, it's just this ancient-looking woman. I was like, whoa! That's not the same woman from Herman's Head. And then it occurred to me how long Herman's Head had been airing before Fox got the rights to it.
Now, the concept of Herman's Head basically was like...
It had Artie Lang in it, didn't it?
Yeah.
He was Sloth.
But yeah, they basically... I mean, I guess if people don't know Herman's Head, all these... I guess the whole cast took place in Herman's head.
Yeah.
As Herman...
Herman's personality.
Tries to go on throughout his life, and they like tried to help him make decisions and shit like that.
Yep.
That was a good show, man. That was ahead of its time.
That was a good show.
I don't think you can make a show like that anymore.
No, you couldn't.
You can't make shows like that. People need like this high concept, pretty looking people.
You know what? They could pull off Herman's Head again, but it would have to be like The Office, in the fact that it would be like that mockumentary style. They wouldn't be showing the personality aspects doing individual things in the inside the head. They would just have to do like documentary style. It'd be like, this is what the intelligence is thinking right now, and then you know they'd be like talking to the camera.
Yeah,
that's the only way they could probably
pull it off. Wasn't the voice of Bart Simpson one of the characters in the head?
Yeah, yeah. What's her
name? Yardley
face?
Smith.
Yes, Yardley Smith. Mm. She was the research keeper or something of the office that Herman worked at.
They had a lot of good stuff like that. Did you know? They're bringing back Beavis and Butthead coming out this September.
Oh no.
Like, it's new episodes, absolute new episodes, but now they're going to be commentating on, like, the Jersey Shore and, like, all these other MTV shows. What do you guys think? You think that's going to play off?
Oh, God. I don't think a good ending is going to come out of that.
Well, what's going to happen is...
Like, Mike is really aiming to make quality TV with that, too, man.
What's going to happen is, like, we're going to watch it, and we're going to, like, go back to MTV... But then, like, as soon as, like, the other MTV crap is on, we're just like, fuck this shit, change the channel.
Isn't that what we did anyway when it was on?
No, because they had good shows after. They had, like, the Head and Eon Flux and...
The Max.
Yeah. The Max?
Yeah, they had, like, that Cartoon Hour at that time.
But maybe the new Beavis and Butthead might bring up a new cartoon segment of MTV.
Yeah, but it'll probably suck. Crap afterwards. And, like, because, you know, they're aiming for our generation. And then, like, the new generation... Probably isn't going to watch it, and they'll be like, I don't want to watch this old crap.
Well, they're not going to know about the old crap.
I don't even know what like, fucking channel MTV is.
You know, and to tell you the truth, though, man, there's a possibility that it will work, because I think the audience will know what Beavis and Butthead are in, like, the first 3 minutes. Though you'll be able to get who these characters are. You know what I mean?
And also,
will
like,
it stick? I don't know.
Young kids, like, you know, whatever, 10th graders that are watching it, like, they might be like, hey, this is cool. And, like, they might not even realize until they look up on the internet that who Beavis and Butthead actually are.
I don't think it's going to work, because Beavis and Butthead was meant to be emulated. And today's kids and high schoolers...
They're too hip?
Exactly. That's exactly what they are.
They're just like the kids
on
Skins.
They're not going to like the abrasive, stupid humor of Beavis and Butthead. Instead, they'll be like, that's not funny. I don't get it.
They're way too hip.
It's all about hipster sarcasm and deadpan humor. And that's what today's kids are
that's
all liking.
In.
That's what's in.
That's why it's tough to talk to any of them.
Yeah.
Because you're like, are you being serious? Is this?
I've never talked to any of them.
Well, I mean, if something as popular as Jersey Shore is popular, you know, it's like, why is that popular, though?
Because people want to watch a train wreck.
It's a train wreck.
But it's like, I don't understand how... And then everyone says how shitty it is.
You know what it is?
Everyone says that they watch it. Personally, I've never seen it, so I don't know, but I know
You know,
what
I've,
it is.
I haven't watched a single episode, but I know a good bit about it just from sites, like websites and culture and how it's presented and how it's all summarized. It's like, this is why Jersey Shore is popular. Because all the dudes in it, they're just ripped. Like that guy who calls himself The Situation... He's got like that ab. He's got like the abs.
So basically,
he's got a great
it's all
body.
About their bodies.
It is completely about the bodies, and then like, cause like there's that one chick who has really big fake tits.
J Wow boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So dudes watch because they just like to watch it boobs, and chicks love to see these dudes with just shredded abs and great bodies, and then every now and then, what's her face, Snooki comes in and does something stupid. And they're like, oh, she's getting her ass kicked or something, and then that's all it is. It's just.
See, that doesn't make me want to watch the show.
But
it
basically,
really
but basically, that's the formula that people want.
It's sex appeal. It's straight sex appeal.
And they, you know, yeah, it's like a train wreck sex appeal.
I've seen The Situation, and he wasn't really that hot. I saw him like on a New Year's thing. Like,
doesn't matter.
But he's like his own brand now.
Yeah,
his own brand of abs.
They all have like merchandising now, and like Snooki was at the DC car show.
Man, it was funny. I read this.
She was like the highlight of the DC car show.
I read this thing about how it was like some guerrilla marketing. How like. like Versace was giving Snooki Louis Vuitton shit to carry around because they knew that she'd make an ass of herself, and then there'd be pictures of her on the internet carrying around Louis Vuitton shit.
Sounds like a good plan.
Like Louis Vuitton retaliated by giving her like Versace shit, and they were like, go be yourself, and then naturally she'd get trashed and skirt be hanging up or puking on the side of the street next to a club, and their Versace bag would be in the picture. So it was all like, damn, that's pretty damn smart.
Hell yeah, man. Like, people were just taking advantage of the situation, you know?
Yeah.
Of the situation.
And it's a... I mean, I've seen the first episode, you know, and it's not really any different than anything else that the real world really was, but it's just sort of... It's like, you know, you're such a already... type of character is already in there.
What if the situation becomes, like, the new Miz?
He's not going to become the new Miz.
He didn't have the discipline to be the new Miz.
Well, the Miz came from MTV Real World.
Yeah, but he was always a wrestling poser.
Yeah, he was the Miz already going into the Real World.
I remember seeing that because I remember my sister used to watch The Real World, and there was this guy who always pretended like he was a pro wrestler, and I was like, Jesus, what the hell is this? And then who knew that just like eight, nine years later, he actually pursued his dream to be a wrestler and actually make it.
And I still remember the Miz when he was hosting the chick contest thing.
At the World?
No,
WWE New York.
No, it was actually on Raw.
Raw?
It was the one I think Christy Hemme won. It was like doing that
chick contest thing.
Hey, you know what?
Diva Search.
Diva Search. We come out and be like,
chick contest equals Diva Search in Husband World.
I couldn't remember what it was called.
Chick call contest. It
something. That chick.
That chick.
Just keep pinching those nipples, Husband. I hope people translate that very well, perfectly at home.
I like the nipples when they're like this big.
How big is that?
How big is that?
Like I can't tell. I can't tell if you're.
Nickel?
I can't tell.
Nickel.
I can't tell if
you're talking about like the whole
like
the tip part.
Or the areola?
No, the whole.
I don't like
the whole round part.
Because when you make your hand in that shape, I can't tell if you're talking about the areola or you're talking about the nipple.
The areola.
Because I don't like those deli slice size.
No, those
salami
are bad.
Slice.
Those are
areolas.
That's gross.
Those are kind of scary, to tell you the truth.
It's gross when it takes up the whole boob. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh.
What type of person do you usually see that on?
Fat chicks.
You can order that on your mail order maid.
Yeah, I can customize that like Domino's pizza. Do you want large pepperoni or small pepperoni? I'll be like, could you have any of the fresh pepperoni chopped into small pieces? Yeah, I like that.
You want the bit? You want a huge salami nipple, but like small boob?
No, oh, Jesus. That's like
describe your perfect boob.
It's like a sunny side. It's a sunny side egg.
But
slightly smaller yolk. Just slightly smaller.
If somebody was like, now, how would you like your boobs, Danny?
I would like my areolas the size of like maybe at most a half dollar.
Nickel. Nice and pink, too.
All right, I'm not going to lie. This is getting a little creepy.
I kind of like it. Order your
I want this nice and pink. Can you make
Joe,
it nice
how
and
do you,
pink?
How would you?
Is that something that you?
I want everyone to give an order of their boobs like and go around the
when
circle.
When you're describing,
okay, yeah, like, drive through, order your favorite boob. Buzzard, go.
Drive through, order of your boob.
Okay, hold on.
Perfectly pink.
What would you like to order, Mr. Hazard? What boob would you like?
Welcome to Bluecorn Moon. Please order your boob.
All right. First off,
stop putting your hands
in the nipple position. Stop his hands like he's grabbing nipples.
Stop putting the child molesting style hands forward like that.
I need the boob itself to be about softball size, you know, just a handful. Nice and a mouthful too.
Don't can you restrain your breathing? Please.
Excuse me, Mr. Hazard, can you restrain your breathing when you order your boob? Continue.
All right.
It'd be great if you don't make eye contact with any of us during this.
Please look down when you make your order.
All right.
Or look up. It's okay if you look directly up.
Looking directly up to heaven in order.
All right. Your softball-sized boob, nice and soft. Handful, mouthful.
I don't understand the softball size boob. Because does that mean it has to be? Because you know, a softball is completely like circular, like just like, you know what I mean? Is that really how it is?
Just imagine like the end of it just sort of comes like a beanbag, you know, and then attaches to here, the chest area.
So like a water balloon.
Yeah, something like that. And like in a nickel size pink nipple.
Would you like them erect or not?
No, just like kind of like, you know, just like an eraser tip.
It has to be pink.
Pink, yes, very pink.
Would that complete your order, sir?
No. The skin's got to be nice and creamy, silky.
No tan lines, right?
No tan lines. No.
Will that complete your order, sir?
Yes, it will.
Thank you, and please move on to the next window.
Pull up front. Cash in hand, please. Oh, God.
So, like, imagine... Wait, let's imagine this boob. So, really white skin and pink.
Pink nipple.
Pink nipple.
Areola and nipple.
Are you pink. Describing Lara's boobs?
Kind of.
Oh, God.
They're not quite as, you know, like they're not
I'm
as
sure
big as...
I'm sure she's going to love you talking about this on air.
So she has softball style. I like that you write about baseball and you describe the boobs as softball.
Well... I mean, you know, softballs are bigger than baseballs, and boobs gotta, you know, they gotta be bigger. Yeah.
Does Lara listen to the radio show?
Yes, she does.
When she knows how to turn on it.
She'll love this surprise. She'll be like, thanks for ordering my boobs online, or on the radio show.
It'll be like her looking at my site whenever we go on a trip, and, you know, it's like the chick from Milwaukee. The beer chick.
Wait,
she
what?
Had nice, she had
she
nice.
Had nice boobs.
Wait, who's the chick from Milwaukee?
We went to this
place.
Wait,
first,
Buzzard. I mean, Daniel, plug your website so people can know where to go to it.
My website is actually linked on your website because I obviously linked to your website.
All right.
So
but
well,
we need to know. We need to know the name.
We find it from the Carolyn and Joe
was it?
Show.
It's the one called Fighting Sticks. I made myself. Oh, yeah. It's a personal blog, and I just write a whole lot of nonsensical bullshit.
So then you can find the picture of was it Milwaukee? You said.
Yeah, you have to do a lot of
best.
You have to do a lot of digging to find that picture, and I don't really care to tell.
Oh man, they were nice and tan, and like they were like.
I thought you didn't want tan nipple.
No, tan boobs.
I thought you didn't want tan boobs.
You said the perfect one. I do. The perfect is creamy, but tan is fine too. Look, there's all types of boobs all around the world, and I love all of them.
Big, small. I love all boobs. Let us fuck boobs.
But these boobs, they were like pushed up. You could have set your like beer on top of the boobs and just picked
Is
them up.
Is that what you did? You set your beer on top of them?
Oh, I would have loved to have licked my beer off those boobs.
Why didn't you, man?
I probably would have been arrested.
Are you sure?
I mean, Albert Hainsworth was recently charged for shoving a receipt down some chick's boobs.
Was that the plan?
Is it like
no, I don't think that was the plan.
Did she have boobs like she could put a lipstick in and do like the Molly Ringwald?
Well, no, just to give you a visual, you know, like beer fest German St. Pauli girl like outfits.
Yeah,
she was wearing one of those.
I worked with the girl on beer fest.
So she, yeah,
that
she,
were her boobs. Were
that
they
was
nice?
Her uniform. She was wearing like a corset, so it was kind of like pushing everything up, making the good look even better.
Yeah.
All up in your face.
Yeah.
Wait, I totally forgot what we're talking about. Oh, that's what she was wearing?
Yeah.
We're doing the going around of ordering our breasts.
Ordering of breasts. Ordering of the perfect, perfect breasts. Well, I forgot where it's... So that's the girl from Milwaukee?
Yeah, that was the chick from Milwaukee. Yeah.
There's no story behind meeting this girl from Milwaukee.
No. The funny thing is, like, I was kind of drunk. I was like, I'm going to get my picture with this girl. And then after I got my picture, husband was like, he grabbed the camera. He's like, me next.
Where was this? Just that
downtown Milwaukee.
Inside just any restaurant?
Wait, why were you there for?
Husband and I was our annual like baseball road trip.
Oh, okay.
So we went to Milwaukee and we're like, well, we're in Milwaukee. Let's go have bratwurst and drink beer like they do in Rome.
Okay, oh, so man. You were in like a St. Pauli girl restaurant.
You ever do that at conventions too? When the girls dress up in whatever cosplay they want to do, and you're just like, do I need to get a picture with her?
It depends. Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm telling you, you guys need to come to Dragon Con.
I've heard that the costumes at Dragon Con are outrageous.
Outrageous doesn't begin to describe the shit you see there.
And now there's gonna be a split, man. Not split, but a choice, because like with New York Comic Con being 4 days, and then Dragon Con, it's like now there's a real battle, man.
Is it like great?
It's Labor Day weekend every year. In downtown Atlanta.
Okay, so that's every probably before New York Comic Con.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, I got my costume planned. I'm gonna be the thing.
Nipple
in human
licking.
Form.
Are you going?
No, but if I went, I'd be.
What?
I'd be the thing in human form. That's what I'd be.
Okay. Yeah.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
Chiklet shaped boobs and nipples.
But yeah, every now and then you'll see. Oh man, there's some girls who go to Dragon Con. They're like, their whole goal is they. they don't care. They just love the attention. They don't care if it's coming from, they don't care if it's coming directly from Seth Green, the guy from Mythbusters, or the fucking fat slob in a wheelchair that has no hair and is wearing sweatpants and has a DSLR camera and just be like,
fat guy from Lost?
Yeah, Jump yeah. The yeah, there's some really fat messes of humanity at Dragon Con too. But
oh, definitely.
But there are girls who just their whole goal in life is to get detention. So like,
that's probably like 80% of all women.
Yeah, so like you'll see. I mean, it's funny. There's a picture floating around on the internet. If you were to look up like Poison Ivy costume, this chick's practically
Poison Ivy costume.
Just literally wearing three leaves. Just that's it. That is it. You see, you can see like clear vinyl straps all like covering her nipples and just like. Barely covering her bush, literally, and she's wearing a red wig and goes around being like, I'm Poison Ivy,
or the Venus de Milo.
Yeah, and everyone's taking pictures of her, and she loves that shit. You could tell. It's just
because it's appropriate over there. It's like,
yeah, you can get away with it at Dragon Con.
She probably loves it until she gets blackjacked and then raped in an alley.
Well, of course.
Oh, man. No,
and then you don't talk to him IM anymore.
Think any girl would appreciate
security's really good there. It's like it's really good. People wouldn't be doing this stuff if they didn't feel safe doing it.
Do you think there's been like an increase of sort of oddly, but maybe that's sluttage as the costuming?
Hell yeah, man. It's just getting more and more every year. People just try to outdo one another.
It's crazy because it really is like a meeting of like the type of females out there, because you have girls that, you know, normally you probably wouldn't be down with that stuff.
60,000 nerds who come down to Atlanta and just dress like trashy whores, and they love it, and just get drunk.
And it's covered under the cosplay world, you know, whatever the characters they want to be.
I don't really know. They just it's acceptable there for a weekend, so they'll do it.
Man, this lit past Halloween, I noticed that every single costume, they put slutty in front of it. They're like, slutty Alice in Wonderland.
At Party City?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have the word.
I think they've had the word sexy, but not slutty.
Oh, the best one is slutty in front of it. No, like I saw one. It was called Sexy Santa's Little Helper.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all like,
you posted on something about that.
Yes, yes, I posted a picture of it. It goes
on.
It was
Fighting all Six. Like, I met myself.
Yes, on my website, because it was just amusing to me. Because it was like, she's like Santa's little ho ho ho, and it was just like your typical Playboy model and like a. In practice, I can't even say thigh high skirt anymore, because it's practically like the only thing that's covering is up is her nooner, and she's going around like tinsel around her boobs, and that's pretty much it.
It's amazing. Like the last time I went to a Halloween store, like you usually think that Halloween is a kids' holiday.
Not anymore.
But really, like when I last went in there, they did have like kids' outfits, but it was like hardcore, like 75% adult like toys, even at that level. Like they might as well be selling like dildos.
Oh, it's disturbing when you see
like glow in the dark dildos.
When you see like sexy witch for mom and daughter.
No, just
and daughter.
Just wait a couple years, you'll be like, sexy Jason.
Sexy Jason.
I did
sexy
a girls'
Freddy.
Strip that had that. It said like sexy cheerleader, and then says like size 6X or something like
then
that.
You can see like sexy Dr. Science and like sexy C-3PO. It's like, man, you can't.
They
you
have
can't sex up every kid.
Kids are not gonna have anything to wear anymore.
Swimsuit. I saw online. It was actually pretty nice.
And then ICUP. God, but yeah, Halloween, it's just, they've sexified everything.
We're going to sexify
ridiculous.
Easter
it's
next.
It's a little bit
yeah,
disturbing.
Oh God, you're going to see sexy Easter Bunny.
Oh, God. Oh. Sexy Jesus.
Supermanly Jesus, and it'll be like the Jesus toga, but like the muscle vest underneath.
They're going to make
like
a movie.
Big biceps.
The next Jesus movie is going to have Antonio Banderas as Jesus. He'll be like, I am too sexy to be.
No, it'll be Matthew McConaughey. He's like, he'll be like, I died for your sins. And now if you pardon me, I gotta show off my abs. I gotta take my shirt off.
I think McConaughey, do you think he's like, I don't know how he is in real life. Sometimes I think that he might be a little bit like dumb or something, but then when you see him and you're just like, oh wow, he actually
he's
you know,
a body. That's
yeah,
all he
like,
is. He's a body.
But he was
Hollywood.
Awesome in.
Wait, he has to be. He was good in one role,
he was
right?
In,
at least one.
He was in. What's one. The one with the with Jack Black and Ben Stiller?
Tropic Thunder.
He was cool in Tropic Thunder. See, McConaughey to me, he's like a guy that. Could be kind of stupid or something, but then when you see him, all of that fades away, and you're just like,
you know, there's
McConaughey.
Actually, see, it's funny because there's actually like a role, like an evolutionary scale between that guy in Hollywood, because it used to be Matthew McConaughey, the like, I'm a good looking guy with a great body, and then it became like Ryan Reynolds.
think McConaughey is better than Ryan.
Yeah, but Ryan. But now
Ryan Reynolds to me, like, I honestly haven't seen that many pictures of him, but to me, he kind of looks like he's cross-eyed sometimes.
I don't know, but
his eyes are kind of.
I think his
together.
Role now belongs to God. What's his? He was in The Hangover.
Bradley Cooper.
That's him now.
Bradley because Cooper
he's,
is
he's
he's
like
the
your
new
stereotypical, like, I'm a good looking guy and I'm shredded, ripped, and I can act. That's pretty much all he is.
He's the new McConaughey.
He's the body. He's the body of Hollywood.
Well, he was in The A-Team.
Yes, exactly. He was face.
And also, the cool thing about Bradley Cooper is a lot of guys, like, weren't really necessarily down with McConaughey. Like, they accepted him, but they weren't really, like, super into him. But Bradley Cooper appeals to both sexes.
Yeah,
like,
Bradley Cooper's funny as hell.
Guys think that he's cool, and girls think that he's hot.
Because
he
was the coolest part of The Hangover. He was, like,
yeah, he was
the charismatic one and the good-looking one. He was, like, everything that the other guys weren't.
Yeah. Right on, man.
Mike Tyson, I was just a fan.
He carried that movie, man.
It's like, why'd you do that? Oh my God, I gotta say, I'm a really big fan of yours. We knocked out Holyfield.
I think that will take him further than McConaughey, though, long run.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know how McConaughey, well, like, what's he known for? Like,
taking off his shirt?
No, but like, how did that start? Like, what movie?
Those were Dazed and Confused.
Guy in 10 Days?
Well, no, wasn't it like
Dazed and Confused?
Sweet Home Alabama.
So several movies, then.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of romantic...
Wasn't that movie about Fool's Gold or something? Rom-coms. Wasn't that him?
No, it was Dazed and Confused is what launched him.
I get older, they stay the same age.
I guess
you can't say Dazed and Confused was his best movie. Well, maybe it was his best movie ever, but he's been around for a lot longer than Dazed and Confused.
That launched his career, it launched Ben Affleck's career. That movie launched everyone's career.
Yeah, there was a lot of people in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused, there were so many movies every generation, every now and then, every decade, there's one movie that launches a generation of actors. Because it was like, what was it, The Outsiders?
Yeah.
That launched like Matt Dillon and
Tom Cruise
and Ralph Macchio and all those guys.
That
didn't launch. Yeah, it did. Man, the Karate Kid series was fucking awesome.
Macchio, if that's a launch, it just went... Didn't go very far.
And then you had like Dazed and Confused, which launched so many other guys, like Matthew McConaughey, and Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, I was gonna say that she was in there.
And the guy who got Lucas from Empire Records.
I forget. Joey Lauren Adams was in that movie.
Yeah, she was. And then like every now and then there are other movies. I think they devolved into shows where they had, like, the next generation of stars. Like, remember that show on NBC, Camp Cucamonga? Which had, like, every teen star. Yeah. Every teen star in one cohesive plot. That launched... Well, I guess it didn't launch. It helped create awareness for all these other people.
That was a big fucking energy drink.
Do we have any... What was the movie that was like that for this generation?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of that.
I think we're going to have
because
to wait a few years.
It had to have been a throwback to the last generation.
In a way. Or they had to do stuff that played homage to the old stuff.
Some movie about the 80s or some shit that just happened.
But Dazed and Confused was awesome.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I guess our generation would have been like anything that was that had Seth Rogen then, because that would have launched it. So I guess it would have been Freaks and Geeks. Would have been a show that...
Yeah, I was
because everyone launched... That launched everybody then.
Yeah, I was thinking James of something Franco. like with most of the people from Superbad or stuff like that.
Michael Cera.
Actually, wait.
You know what? I don't think our generation had one as so much as another generation had a reunion, which in Grown Ups. Grown Ups are funny people. Like, all those movies that just brought back all those old SNL cast members all together.
Yeah.
It was like an older generation now.
I never even saw Grown Ups.
Grown Ups? Hell.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Well,
I saw it?
I saw the trailer for it.
Were you making out during the whole thing? Didn't watch the movie?
Were you sucking on a tit?
No, I downloaded a pirated copy because I didn't want to pay to go see it.
Why would you pay to see that?
Exactly.
The only thing I remember...
You Jack Sparrowed a copy.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is that scene where they all take a piss in the
pool.
Yeah.
And the blue comes out.
All the blue shit comes out.
I only know that from the trailer on TV.
And that's like the...
Oh, isn't that one guy like on a rope and then he like hits a...
Yeah, the fat guy from King of Queens. Kevin James.
That's all I know about
it. That guy's like blown up too, man, right?
I guess. What's it? The movie with Will Smith about the dating guy, Hitch or Hutch?
Hitch. I never saw that.
That really helped his career.
Yeah.
Will Smith, man, that's still like our superstar today, I think.
I don't know. I think he's going down.
Is he?
I think
his kids are going up, and he's.
I mean,
going
I think
he's getting to the point where he does.
Has he really gone super down though?
No, he's not going super down. He's just like started. He was here. Now he's like here.
His acting career is not so much, but his influence in making all these damn remakes and reboots, it's all starring his goddamn kids. That's the beginning of the end right there.
But also, he's producing those movies too. There you go. Gonna end it on Will Smith and
ruining Hollywood
and
tits,
pepperoni nipples
with the corn
ordering
with
tits
the corn nipple.
This has been a big boob show, man.
Talking
corn,
about tits.
Blue corn moon.
This is the big boob show and the blue corn moon.
Instead of paper moon.
Well, there you go, guys.
Paper
I hope
moon
you all.
Stripper, it's the blue.
I hope
moon
you all.
Stripper.
Hope you all enjoy the show.
Tits.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Huzzard.
Danny.
Catch you all next week. See you later, Carolyn.
See ya.
Tits.
Stay positive, people.
Sugar
tits.
Show your tits.
Tits. Of the stuff I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood.